All right, we are back. Live Elevated Podcast with Brian. I'm your host. It's good to be back here. I've been sick for a few weeks, so it's nice to get back on the mic. Today is a short episode. It's going to be about denying yourself, but actually how that is the key to unlocking your true life and your truest, most consistent identity as being one that God gives you. So with that being said, let's get into it. So I woke up looking for some inspiration for this podcast episode, short and sweet, so it'll only be a few minutes, but I think it has the power to change, the trajectory for not only your life, but mine and other people listening. So it's short, but it's powerful. It's from a book called My Utmost for His Highest, and it's a classic devotional, Christian devotional by Oswald Chambers. A legend, theologian. I'm not sure he did other stuff for sure. He's an author, obviously, but he's well known in the space. And today is December 11th, excuse me, and it is all about denying yourself. So Jesus says, let's get into it, and I'll just read it. I'll read it to you. I'll read it out loud, and then I'll dive into my thoughts afterwards. It's entitled Individuality. Christ says in Matthew, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Oswald, the author, goes on to say, individuality is the husk of the personal life. Individuality is all elbows. It separates and isolates. It is the characteristic of the child, and rightly so. But if we mistake individuality for the personal life, we will remain isolated. The shell of individuality is God's created natural covering for the protection of the personal life. But individuality must go in order that the personal life may come out and be brought into fellowship or union with God. Individuality counterfeits personality as lust counterfeits love. God designed human nature for himself. Individuality debases human nature for itself. The characteristics of individuality are independence and self-assertiveness. It is the continual assertion of the individuality that hinders our spiritual life more than anything else. If you say, I cannot believe, it is because individuality is in the way. Individuality never can believe. Personality cannot help believing. Watch yourself when the Spirit of God is at work. He pushes you to the margins of your individuality, and you have either to say, I can't, or to surrender, to break the husk of individuality and let the personal life emerge. The Holy Spirit narrows it down every time to one thing. The thing in you that will not be reconciled to your brother is your individuality. God wants to bring you into union with himself. But unless you're willing to give up your right to yourself, he cannot. Let him deny himself. Deny his independence. Deny his right to himself. And that is when the real life has a chance to grow. Wow. That was absolutely fire. And I read that this morning a few moments before jumping on this. And I'm like, I got to just share that with my audience, my listeners, my fam. And I think it's just so in line with what I try to be about and what I talk about on Instagram and my podcast, my YouTube. And it's this idea that my truest self, your truest self, is who God created you to be. It's not all the lies and the illusions you've made your own. It's not the lies and illusions I've made my own. We are not what other people say we are. We are not defined by our mistakes. When we lose, like he said in the excerpt, individuality is kind of this self-absorption with the self, apart from God, right? And so individuality truly is that barrier. And some would say the ego. So if you're more comfortable or if it makes more sense to you, I think that's a pretty fair trade-off or a pretty fair substitute, is the ego. The ego is the self of us that is separated. He says individuality, right, is the great separator. It's all elbows. It separates and isolates. It's wanting its own way. It's thinking that it's independent from everything and everyone else. When in reality, we are all connected. And most of all, we are absolutely connected to God, to the divine, to perfect love, the eternal flow. And when we lose that connection, when we lose that awareness, we operate out of fear. We tend to operate out of fear, at least I do, because then I'm like, well, I got to save face. Then I'm like, I got to make it on my own. I got to overcome. I got to find a way. And all of those thoughts come from this isolated place of I'm in it and it's up to me and I got to get it done. I got to figure it out. And if not, I lose. Or, you know, when on my best day, it's like, well, my family won't benefit. My family will be hurt or affected by this negatively. And it's a little bit others focused, but it's lacking in a sense where it doesn't have God in the center. And so it's a beautiful thing when we can get into a place of denying ourselves to let our true self live and be free and awaken continually every day, right? And I would say for me in my life, my spiritual awakening was the act of God. It was almost like God happened to me. You know, it's not like I found God. God found me. And I realized that everything I needed to know was found in Jesus. Everything I needed to know for life and the redemption I was looking for, the forgiveness I was looking for, the freedom I sought after, the love I wanted to feel, it was found in Christ. It was found in God becoming human and being betrayed, healing, teaching, loving, serving, laughing, joking, but ultimately being betrayed and dying for me and for you and for the world. And so it's like, yeah, when I even get a glimpse of the reality and the power of that reality, my knee-jerk reaction, my natural reaction is to surrender, is to let go, and to just say, God, I'm yours. Have everything, have all of me, have my finances, have my preferences, have my passions, my interests, have everything, because I am yours. I no longer want to be the rightful heir or I don't want to have the right to me, right? I don't want to have the right to myself. I want to surrender, to let go, and to let you have full control. And the beautiful part about that is when you let the creator of the universe have control that he already has, that we're just letting him be what he is, there's ultimate freedom in that. There's ultimate freedom. There's ultimate power, ultimate peace. And so that's the episode. I mean, it's beautiful. I needed to hear that on this Monday morning just as much as you probably did whatever morning this is when I post it, is that it's only when we deny ourselves, meaning that deny the right to ourselves, deny the right to be offended, deny the right to own, deny the right to, you know, of all that, right? We can let go of all that and actually pick up our personal life with God. You know, personal life grows as we surrender and let go of our need to be separate, of our need to be independent. We are all God's children in a sense that we are all dependent on our source of life. We are all dependent on God, the creator and sustainer of all life. And so it's amazing to believe that. It's amazing to see that. I hope you can feel that growing awareness in your life, that you actually win the more you let go. You actually claim more victory. You walk in victory the more you surrender. When you say, God, if you're real, show me. You know, Jesus, if you are who you say you are, change me. That's when life starts to really happen. At least for me. I can only speak for myself, and so I'm not going to speak for everybody, but that's true for my life. And so, individuality is the enemy. Ego is the enemy. In a sense, to the extent that it keeps us from our true self, keeps us from our personal union and relationship with God. We are not separated from other people. We are not separated or disconnected from the world around us or God, you know. We are all connected in that sense, and we have to stay connected to our source, stay connected to God. So I hope you found that helpful. This book, My Utmost for His Highest, I'd highly recommend. It's pretty deep, pretty spiritual, pretty theologically rich, if you will, but if you get an updated version or a revised version, you'll probably be much better off. He's also got it on his website, so I'd check it out. But individuality, it's been a season of my life knowing that individuality or the ego is the thing in the way. So what's the answer? To deny yourself, deny the right to yourself, and give up control to the one who has everything already in control. So, side note, I also read a quote that said, take responsibility, but don't take control of people and things, right? Take responsibility, but do not take control. That's God's job. So, anyway, happy holiday season. I'm hoping you and your life is filled with blessings and abundance and strength and peace and love, most of all, because love conquers all, and God is love. Anybody who loves knows God, and the person who hates does not know God, 1 John, because God is love. So choose love this month. Choose to get fit for life because you love yourself, because you love your life, your future, your family, because you love the gift of your body and your health and your immune system. Take good care of you. If you like these, enjoy these, leave a comment. Let me know what you liked about the episode. Let me know if you didn't like it. But I appreciate you guys watching and listening. Love the support. And wishing you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff, and more life to all of us. Until next time, live elevated and stay fit for life. Peace.